Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Let me just take a moment and chat just a tiny bit more about Bill's call about his son who's a junior who got a new i6, hopefully paid for it himself, and his mom was helping to kind of debug it for him, and found that there were some texts suggesting that her son had not only been hanging out with some friends and drinking, which shouldn't, I mean, look, I'm a teetotaler, so it's not that I'm approving of this. It's just that it's not particularly surprising. I think the issue with kids is not so much saying you can't drink as saying, look, here's, you've got a family history here, of drinking, so be careful about this. Or, as I said, the issue as far as I'm concerned about kids and drinking is don't get in that car. And especially for girls and boys to explain that alcohol is the solvent of the superego. And so it's going to be easier to do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do if you've been drinking. So be a little more careful. Right, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Ellie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I have a dilemma. It's between my two nieces. One of them is in a relationship, and she just broke it off. And the boy that she dated for quite a while is in college. They're both in college. He made a pass at my other niece, and now my niece, whom the pass was made to, doesn't know how to handle the situation as far as, did she tell her cousin, or should she not say anything?
Does she have any interest in the guy? Nah.
No, then walk. But he did have interest in her at one time.
No, if she doesn't have any interest in him, I'd walk away from it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, because look, let's just play it out. If she goes to her cousin and says, guess what happened, then she's going to say, I mean, it's a little unclear. If she was interested in him, that's one thing, but she's not. So it's kind of, if they get back together, I mean, it's a mess. And if they get back together, his argument would be, well, we were on a break. So I'd walk away from this one.
Okay, just kind of leave it alone.
Yeah, there's just no benefit to either of them for her sharing that information. She's broken. Who broke off the relationship? Did he or did her?
He did.
Well, he sounds like kind of a creep. But hopefully he's gone. The question really...
they're going to school at the same college, so they're trying to work it out. So my other niece is very uncomfortable with the fact that he may not be honest with her, and it bothers her, so she doesn't.
She should stay out of it.
Have her back.
She should stay out of it.
Okay.
Because
what happens?
Well, because
what
he's not.
If they get together.
Well, but the point is that they were. He would, from his point of view, they were on a break, so he's clear about that. The niece number two has no interest in him, so it's not like they're going to at some point get together. Should she bring it up to her niece, it's very likely that if the guy's a creep, he's going to say, no, she came on to me, at which point it's going to damage their relationship. So there's nothing to be gained. Just walk away from it. And should it ever come up, I would just laugh hilariously and say, oh, I'm sure he was just kidding.
So how do you, she should just, if she's uncomfortable, say, you know, she brings him around to family functions, should she just ignore him or
I just treat the whole thing like it never happened.
Like it never happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So she wasn't sure how to.
Let it go. There's nothing in it for her. There's nothing in it for the other niece. Hopefully, this guy is going to be history. If not, and if he should ever bring it up, say you've got to be kidding. You know that I'm sure you're not that scummy that you would make separate passes at two cousins.
Mm-hmm. okay, she's kind of just she didn't know how to handle it, whether she should just, you know, have her back and tell her about it or just...
No, because it's all, she won't view it as having her back.
Yeah, that's true. It's I mean, they're at all the same age, so it's emotions and everything.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
I'm glad you asked. Tell her to keep her mouth shut and treat the whole thing like a joke, like it never happened. Remember those, the magic, what'd they call it, magic wand? No, the magic, it wasn't a magic marker. It was a magic thing where you lifted up, it was a piece of cardboard that had a wooden stylus, and you wrote on stuff, and it magically came through, and then you lifted up the two, there was a clear sheet, and then like a sticky sheet, and it was wax underneath it, and you just erased the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Remember those when we were kids?
Yes, I do.
What were they called? They were not called a magic magic slate, I think they were called.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that's what they were called. Yeah. Pretend it was a magic slate. You may have to describe it to her because I don't think they exist anymore. And she just blow it off. Pretend it never happened.
Okay. Well, I'll pass that on then.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I get asked that question fairly frequently in one form or another. If I saw my best friend's husband with another woman, what do I do? So tell him, not her. But in this particular case, there's no particular reason to tell him. He knows what he did. I mean, he sounds a little scummy, but what can I tell you?
Yep.
All right. Let's go back to something wholesome. Let's go back to exercising.
Yes. All right. Here we go. I've got to reset after that.
As opposed to exercising one's libido.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. All right. So I'm trying to figure out where we left off. Let's see. The caffeine and hate. That's where we left off.
Yeah, that was my boxing, my little adrenaline
about
boxing.
Yeah, that's right. I like Claire's point here. So she says her dog, she goes along for every walk. It does help to have an animal along. It keeps you.
There's no question that it turns out that, especially with the elderly, that having an animal is good insurance policy because it's something to love. It's a love object, and it also you got to take care of it. And for dogs in particular, got to walk them. And as we've figured out over and over again, walking is good for you. Those of us who have to take the subway, or we don't have to take the subway, we choose to take the subway because it's efficient and it's fun and except when it's not. You just have to kind of pick and choose your times. But, man, when I first came to New York, I thought, well, this is really cool. You just raise your hand and this cab will come and pick you up, which isn't true in most of the cities I've lived in. You can't just hail a cab, but you can here. But every time you raise your hand, it's like $20. So and it's slow. And at one point, believe it or not, I was doing a column or a series of stories for the Daily News. I felt like Superman was going to come and Lois Lane.
Daily
it was
Planet,
really exciting.
Right,
yeah, woo. Well, it's in, that's the building I think that they actually.
Oh really? Oh no
Superman
kidding.
With
cool.
the big globe. Yeah.
Oh really? Cool.
Yeah, it's
very
cool.
Yeah.
The first time I went into it was very cool over on Third Avenue, and so I was on deadline and I felt Brenda Starr, Girl Reporter. And so I called a cab, and, you know, and I was on deadline, and, like, I nearly got fired because it took, like, an hour plus, and the subway would have cost, I think, like, $2 and would have gotten me there in, like, 15 minutes as opposed to this one that took, like, almost an hour and a half because it's stuck in traffic and cost, like, I don't know, $30 or something. So I learned if you're going to be Girl Reporter, you better get on the train. All right, what have I got here, 1 minute? Less than 1 minute.
Yeah, less than
I've got a minute and a half. Kathy, I'll tell you what. Tell me what we're going to be talking about, and then I'll put you on hold, and we'll talk about it. Fair enough?
Sure.
All right. So what are we going to be talking about?
Well, son is a senior, and I've got some questions about him wanting to take a gap year before college.
Okay. All right. When we come back.
I don't necessarily agree with it.
Okay.
So we're kind of stuck.
Well, I'd like to know when we come back how many kids you have. Are you and Dad together, and are you together on this, and what he wants to do with the gap year, all right? And we'll walk you through it. Fair enough?
Okay, great.
Good
yep.
enough. All right. Because, you know, I'm, as you know, a great fan of helping kids to kind of find their own way. Because the problem is that anything we come up with, even if it's right, isn't nearly as effective of what they come up with, even when it's wrong, because they're going to learn a lot from their mistakes, not from our successes. So, I mean, hopefully we've already figured out a little bit more than they have, or what have we been doing? And they, in theory, are going to make the argument that they know their own life, and it's their responsibility, which is hard to argue with. We'll help Kathy, and we'll have room for you as well, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 662237 extension 129.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3759. We're talking with Kathy, who's got a son who's a senior, and he wants to take a year between college or high school and college off. Kathy, tell me a little bit about family dynamics. How many kids do you have?
I've got two of my own, and I'm remarried, and I've got two stepkids. My son is 17. I've got a 14-year-old, and then we have an 11- and 9-year-old. The two younger ones are my husband's.
Okay.
My ex and I get along very well. We discuss this problem at length.
Okay.
Constantly.
Good.
And I don't think I'd have a problem with it if my son was a go-getter and said, I want to travel, I want to do this, I have goals. He's lazy. He struggles in school.
Lazy just means he's not doing what you want him to do. If he wanted to get an ice cream cone, he wouldn't be lazy. So, I mean, you know, that's
right.
Any more than we were lazy with kids. We just did what we wanted to do, and when we didn't do what our parents wanted us to do, they said we were lazy. But it's an irrelevant term, because it really doesn't apply. It's a value-laden term that doesn't really get us anyplace. What does he want to do?
Well, he plays violin. He's very talented. He originally wanted to pursue going to music school. And he says he's nervous about his auditions that he would need to do to get into classes. And he said that he wants to work on some harder pieces, get some harder pieces under his belt to try out for better schools, which I understand that, but I really don't believe.
No. Look, our job of parent is not to close doors. World will do that on your kid soon enough. So I think what he's saying is reasonable, and what I would say, not that you're lazy or I don't have any faith that you'll do this, I'd say, sounds great. Draw up a schedule. And as far as I'm concerned, and I wouldn't give him any more direction than that. Draw up a schedule. And, you know, since the schedule's up, let's talk about it. And the schedule should include, does he live at home? Does he do chores? Does he have a part-time job? How's it going to work? And rather than telling him what it has to do, just continue to say to him, as soon as you've got, you know, a plan, we'll look at it together. Is he expecting you and his dad to fund him on it? What's the deal? But don't ask any of those questions. Just say, great, draw me up a plan. And he's going to say,
kind of what my husband said was for him to lay out his.
Yeah, and I'd be very cheerful about it. Just, okay, show me exactly how it's going to work. And when he says, well, I'm going to do this, say, well, you know, how's that going to work on a day-to-day basis? What about the weekends? Let me just say, you know, are you asking me to fund it? Because you get to be the bank of Kathy. And he's going to say, well, you're not the bank, you're my mom. Say, no, think of me as the bank. You know, that you need to prove what's going to happen here. Because technically, once he's 18, I mean, depending on the state you're in, and it's not even that once he's 18 legally. The point is that if he decides he doesn't want to go to school, you can't make him go to school. You can't make him study. But and he may have a perfectly legitimate point that he's a little nervous and maybe that he's a little young for his age. But what's the plan? Is he going to live at home? How is that going to work? I mean, so let him. But you don't have to ask any of those questions. Just let him drop the plan. And I'll give you a quick example you can give to him, so I can be the bad guy as opposed to you. A bunch of years ago, when I first started out as a therapist, I didn't have any clients, I didn't have any money. I was putting a husband through graduate school. And Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I had a brand new PhD, and Commonwealth of Massachusetts had something called Bill 1776. And the idea was that it would take kids who had special needs and attempt to mainstream them. And what they would do is hire people like me at a fairly good rate. And we would go and interview these kids, and we would draw up a lesson plan for how to get these kids to an appropriate level that they could be mainstreamed, whatever that meant. So, and I thought, wow, this is great. And I think they paid, I don't know, let's make it $30 a student, okay, which was pretty good money then. So I went to my first kid, and I said, kid needs to learn to be more self-sufficient and develop better motor skills. Send it in. They sent me back a note saying, be more specific. I'm not going to go through the entire horrible process, but for this one kid, it was 18 pages later. And each of those pages had like 15 slots in it. By the time I'd finished with that kid, I knew how to describe putting on a sock. Because putting on a sock, I mean, you say, well, you know, you first of all, you have to shift your weight from one hip to the other. You have to pronate your knee. You have to pronate your ankle. You have to you have to use either your left hand or your right hand. You have to then roll the sock. I mean, I could describe how to put on a sock in about 15 lines. And what they would do is say, be more specific. So by the end of this kid, I knew, you know, I wasn't describing faces or nostrils. I was describing the upper left quadrant of the left nostril hair. I mean, you know, so the idea being, and they were right, that they were paying somebody who had the credentials a fair amount of money, although by the time I finished, it was not, you know, I was making significantly less than minimum wage, so they could get people who were not as educated to implement the plan. But the plan couldn't be help this kid to be more self-sufficient. That doesn't mean anything. What does self-sufficient mean? And what specifically would it take? That's what your kid is going to have to draw up for you of how this is going to work. Because what he's really saying is, my guess, I want you to subsidize my experience for this, and for you to be willing to do that, you have to know exactly what the experience it is. What's the criteria? How long is it going to take? What's the feedback? What happens if he doesn't comply? But rather than giving him all this, let him figure it out.
Okay, so do I give him a time limit or
no? No, but he doesn't get the approval until it's done.
Okay.
What are his plans now? He's a senior now. So is he applying to college?
He works part-time, no, and that's we went and visited a college, and he was all over it. He was like, oh, I love it here. This is great. And then, fast forward 3 months later, he's like, I don't really want to go to school. I don't like school.
Is there a girl involved?
No. Actually, he's gay. He came out to me a couple
of years
ago.
All right. So. Is there a boy involved?
No, not that
okay.
I'm aware of. And we have a pretty good relationship. So.
Okay.
Well,
but look,
I think part of it might be fear of growing up and getting his big boy pants on and doing his own thing. But
that's Kathy. All of that is fine and normal. And just instead of what you don't want to do, because I think your analysis is on the mark, kiddo. How does one get one's big boy pants on? Mommy doesn't get out our big boy pants and iron them and make us bend our knee and you know, lie back so she can put our big boy pants on us. We either put our big boy pants on or we don't. And what you're trying to do is get his big boy pants for him, and you can't do that. So all
right.
You're going to do is just be really cheerful and really charming and really supportive and really smiley, even though your stomach may feel a bit clenched. Okay, tell me specific. And you can continue to do exactly what the state kept doing to me, is saying, okay, give me more specifics.
Okay.
All right? But you are going to be so cheerful, and there is not ever going to be the L word is not going to pass your lips. No lazy, no unmotivated, no not go-getter, no. Sounds great. Give me more specifics. I need to know more.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and there's no time limit on it because, I mean, I think the only time limit should be is if there's not a plan in place by the time he graduates high school, that he's going to have to get himself a job and pay room and board someplace. But, I don't know that I'd threaten. I mean, we're still talking most of the, you know, we're talking, what, 6-8 months here, so no worries yet. Just be cheerful. You get to be his cheerleader, but he gets to come up with a playbook, all right? Call me back if you need me. 855-99-DR-JOY. Denise, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's true, 855-993-7569. Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I just wanted to share what I thought was such a great little video clip this morning.
Okay.
It's on Prem 2 News. It's K-R-E-M 2 News out of Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
The head football coach of Washington State University was asked about technology, and then he goes off, and it is just hilarious, and it's worth looking at.
You're going to have to describe it because I'm on the radio, number one, and number two, I can't actually watch it, so you'll have to tell us what happens.
Right. Well, I hate to tell it because it will ruin it, but someone
That's
asked
right.
him about
ruin it away.
technology. And he pretends he's texting, and he pretends he's two young people. And one of them says, you want to go out on a date? And the other one says, sure, what do you look like? Well, and then he goes, I look like this. And then she says, well, what do you want to do? And he goes, well, what do you want to do? And she goes, well, what is it? And then it goes, what does it matter? Because we're going to sit and look in this little screen and push buttons the whole time. And it's just, anyhow, it's really funny. And then he says, you know, 15 years from now, no one's going to have a conversation. It's all going to be, you know.
Not only is it true that no one's going to have conversations, but everybody's going to have no index fingers, no middle fingers, no baby fingers. All they're going to have is some huge, big thumbs. Right?
Right. I mean, I like to hear people's voices. I like to talk to someone. I don't really like getting messages. To me, they're just lifeless, you know. So anyway.
I agree, although I must say that given a choice between a text or an email, I probably prefer a text just because it's more immediate. Right. I had a friend who was supposed to go to the theater with me, and she sent me an email. And for some reason, she has a couple of email accounts, and one of them goes to my spam account. So I didn't get the email till, you know, a couple of hours before the theater. And theater tickets are you know, it's a lot more than a movie ticket. And I just said, look, I'm sorry that you had to go out of town. Next time, could you either call or text? Because I didn't have time to invite anybody else, which is kind of, you know, sort of irritating.
I mean, I know there are times that it's necessary and that it works, but I have friends that I would rather they would talk to me. You know, I don't really like the text.
I'm one of those people.
And they're in love with the text. Yeah,
I agree. I'm not crazy. I like and with people. I've actually had people that. That I was seeing, and they would, you know, they live maybe 15 or 20 minutes away, and they would call or email, and I'm saying, look, if you don't want to see me, you don't have to see me, but you live 20 minutes away. It drives me nuts. I agree. I'm a face-to-face kind of person.
Right. I just think I see it more and more. People go out of their way not to talk to each other, and I miss it. You know, I don't think it's good.
I agree.
Can I share a funny thing that happened to me?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I'll be brief. Well, I went to the hospital to visit a friend, and then I'm looking for a bathroom. Well, it's a huge hospital. You know how you wander through the maze, and you can't find a bathroom. So finally I find one. I go in. It's a big one. It's for one person. It's for handicapped access.
Right.
But I don't care. I have to go. So I put my – there's no place to put my purse. It's a huge bathroom. So I just stick my purse in a sink, and I go to the bathroom. While I'm going to the bathroom – the faucet turns on in the sink and fills my purse with water. And I'm so far away.
It was a motion detector.
Well, I know that now, but I'm so far away that I can't get my purse. And so then I'm thinking, oh, no. And then it goes on a second time and fills my purse with water and really fills it with water. So as soon as I can, I grab my purse, pour all the water out, kind of dry it. And I'm thinking, and I don't think sensor, I'm thinking, something is wrong with the plumbing in this hospital. So I'm going to report this. And so I go out of the bathroom, and I'm walking, and then I realize at some point, my husband's like, oh, there's a sensor. It's like, oh, okay, where I grew up, you have to turn it on. But anyway, there's a sensor. So I'm walking as fast as I can out of the hospital, and this woman comes up to me and says, ma'am, I go, what? She goes, you have fluid dripping from your purse.
It could have been worse. You could have had just
it
fluid dripping.
It could have been worse than water. I wanted to say something. But anyway, I just thought it was funny. I mean, I know things have sensors in them. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Well, you know, the opposite side of that story is that there are now, with new bathrooms, almost all of them are self-flushing. But there are two issues. First of all, not all of them are. And number two, even when they're supposed to be self-flushing, either they flush or they don't. And most of us have hearing that we can actually hear that the John flushes or not. And if it doesn't, there's this little button you just push and it flushes.
Right.
So, you know, I cannot tell you how many public bathrooms I've been in the last couple months where someone has not figured out that if it doesn't flush itself, maybe you could flush it so the next person doesn't have to deal with an outhouse.
You wait for it, and you don't dare. You don't want to really open your door until it's
well.
Flushed.
Even if you don't wait for it, you can just sort of press. Because usually, when you stand up, they flush, and some of them flush while you're still sitting down, which is a whole different experience. But you know, basically, we've forgotten that we are still capable of flushing. That sort of is alarming for the evolution of the human species.
Oh, I want to throw it out there. If someone has an invention, I mean, here we are in 2014, and you still have to stand on your head to see if the stall is empty, for the most part. It's like, are you kidding me? All the technology we have, and you have to stand on your head to see
if it's empty. Well, there are actually a lot
of
the doors. a lot of the doors have little green things on them. So when you close it, it goes red, and when you open it, it's green.
But a lot of them don't. Just
well,
throwing it out there.
That's how you get the exercise.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for listening to me. But when you get around a computer, check that video by. It is really funny.
All right,
he has
fair
such
enough.
A dry face all the time, and you cannot tell from his expression what he's going to say next.
So fair enough. Sounds like my father. Yeah, and then dry sense of humor. All right, Denise, thank you. I do have sympathy for putting your pocketbook in the sink, but look, it could have been worse. Could have been a hairdryer. Nicole, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My 12-year-old son came home yesterday and just had a major meltdown and said he's being bullied by somebody that's really supposed to be his friend. They've been friends for a very long time. This year he switched schools to a new school where this boy goes to, and his supposed friend and eight other boys jumped him the other day on the playground. Like, they threw the ball in the woods. He went in the woods to pick up the ball, and they all came in there and jumped on him and kicked him and hit him. I said, why didn't you go tell the teacher? He started crying and said, I don't want to be a snitch. They're going to say I'm a tattletale. They're going to say I'm a baby. And he's very, very upset about it, and I'm very upset about it, and I just don't know how to handle it. Like, you know, I told him, I said, just ignore him and hang around other kids.
Now, that actually won't work terribly well with boys. I mean, it's not that, I mean, you and I have kind of the girl perspective, and the reason I know that is because I actually said that. I had this question asked very early on in my career and said a little bit more detailed than what you're saying, and some guy called and said, that's such girl advice. What this guy told me, and I basically would go with, is that you get your son some self-defense. It doesn't even have to get him self-defense lessons. What you need to, first of all, ask him what he wants to do, and he's very likely going to say, I don't know. But one of the things that, and it's not my initial response, but I think it does make some sense, is that your son picks the kid who's the biggest of the group, and it may be his friend, it may not be, and wait till recess, make sure there's a teacher around, and go and slug the kid and say, look, eight against one is not fair. If you really need to take me on, you know, and slug him before, and because basically bullying is about intimidation. And your son, if he either he's not going to be able to ignore it because he'll just up the ante. And once he said you can't intimidate me, then he basically will be okay. Make sure there's a teacher around so he doesn't get the daylights beat out of him. And the idea isn't really to harm the other kid as much as to stand up for himself. And it really is the whole thing about bullying, is that you have to be willing to be bullied to be bullied.
Well, you know, he doesn't want to get suspended, and that's like what.
So what? So if he gets suspended for a day, so what? I'm just talking about the rest of his school life, and you're going to support him, and he can say, because the kids will leave him alone then.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's never had this problem. He's very
well
loved.
Well, of course he is, and it sounds to me that this was more an issue of his new friend, you know, his old friend, sort of. You know, 12 is a tough age, and it may be that one of the girls that your son's friend likes your son better. Who knows? I mean,
yeah.
It's just such an unpredictable, unstable, unpleasant age. But the way to deal with it, and he may not even have to hit anybody. He could just say, look, I'm not going to put up with this. You know, eight against one is cowardly. You want to take me on, I'll take you on one at a time. And he may get his nose bloodied, but that's why you do it on the school grounds with teachers around so it can't get out of hand. You know, no stuff involved, no bats, no hitting anybody with anything. But all he has to do, really, and that's the thing about bullying in general, you don't necessarily have to physically take somebody on, but you have to say, I'm not willing to be bullied, you know, and I'm not willing to be terrorized, because that's what bullying is. It's making people afraid. And if you're not afraid, bully doesn't have anything to hold over your head. Let me put you on hold for a minute. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr.
Call
Joy
Dr.
Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so
effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Nicole, whose 12-year-old got jumped by 8 kids and bullied at school, and her advice, which is kind of probably what I would have said too, is we just ignore it and play with some other friends, but it actually will not work very well. And the thing to do is to just pick the biggest of the kids at lunchtime and say, you know, 8-1 isn't fair. If you want to pick on me, you know, let's do it right here and make sure there's a teacher around so nobody gets really hurt. And that's usually all it takes. It's that bullying requires being willing to be intimidated. And he can certainly try sort of saying, look, if you do this again, you know, I'm going to slug you or something. He may not actually have to hit him, but he has to be willing to hit him. And it's not, you know, it's just defending himself. It's the difference between being assertive and aggressive is he doesn't have to be in somebody else's face if they're not in his. But once they're in his, you stand up for yourself. And don't even think about getting involved, because it'll make it worse. Because then everybody will say, oh, you have to have your mom come and fight your battles. Are you there, Nicole?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I just was hearing background noise and wasn't hearing you.
Yeah, no, I was listening. I was listening and just thinking.
And ask him how he feels about it. But, I mean, the thing is, you don't want him to go through the rest of school feeling like he's, you know, it's only a matter of time till somebody picks on him. Because then he will. And kids are notorious about that. They're just awful. And all of us were, too. I mean, it's just not a very nice age. They're, you know, we were talking about, you know, that the most the rejection that seems to stick with people the most is during middle school years.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. You know, his dad told him yesterday, you know what, take your kids and tell him you'll take them one by one and you'll punch them in the nose. And he's very not scared, you know, like, you know, he just, I think he's really more hurt.
Well, yeah, and I think that's part of it, that he's sort of feeling like, and we don't know what the subtext is here. He may have stood up for your son and then said, well, boy, so you guys are really lovers or something. I mean, who knows? Kids can be really nasty to each other at this particular point. We don't so much care about his friend as we care about your son.
Absolutely.
And I don't want your son to become phobic about school, and I don't want him to become a bully either. And
well, you know, I think, you know, he was very hurt because they're calling him fat. And he's husky, you know, by no means fat. And he has grown taller this year, so he's really feeling good about himself and, you know, noticing girls and standing in front of the mirror doing his hair. Now they're calling him fat and they laugh at him, and I think that's what's hurting him.
Well, but then what he needs to do is understand that, you know, the sticks and stones can break my bones, words will never hurt me, and he can do what we all did, which is I'm rubber, you're glue, everything you say bounces off me. But that worries me a little less than the fact that they ganged up on him and hit him. And I think for that he's probably going to have to hit back.
Yeah. I agree. Thank you so much. Thank you for your advice.
Yeah, I'm going to get some grief about this, but I'm willing to take the grief so your kid doesn't. All right?
I really appreciate it, because I think that the same advice my husband gave her. I'm like, no, he'll get suspended. But when you said, so what? Let him get suspended for a day.
Yeah, so what? Yeah. Right. Yeah, and you're on his side, you know, and you can explain to the principal, you know, but he'll feel like, look, he may have a black eye out of this. And you need to make sure.
His cheek got bruised. One of the boys, you know, who punched him in the cheek, it's all black and blue. I took a picture of it.
So, and if he gets suspended, you know, you can help him at school. He'll feel completely different about himself. And look, the bruise will heal. The issue to his ego is the one I'm worried about, which is feeling like I don't want to go to school. You know, what if they jump me again? He needs to sort of rediscover his own, you know, that I'm a good guy. And, you know, so what? So I get punched. It's, you know, I'm not going to die from it. Make sure there's a teacher around. Make sure it's at recess, so nothing can get out of hand.
Sure. Well, thank you so very much. We love listening to you, and thanks for all your great advice.
Thanks, Nicole. All right, I'm not going to get some bruising about this, but I'm willing to do it. All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Laura, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I just wanted to comment about your last caller.
Okay.
And my son was teased and bullied mercilessly from elementary school through middle school. And I always told him, you know, never hit first, you know, never hit first.
Yep.
But if somebody hits you, you have my permission to go ahead and hit back.
Yep.
But never hit first. And in middle school, at one point, he was walking down the hallway and some kid came up behind him and knocked him in the back of his knees. He almost fell to the floor and he just turned to him and said, you know, don't do that again. Kid did it again. And my son finally, after years of being bullied, turned around and grabbed him and threw him against the lockers. And the teachers came running, kids came running, and he got taken down to the, you know, the counselor's office, and he was suspended for 3 days. I came down because they called me to come down, and I said, I've been waiting for this day joyfully.
Yeah.
I said, I am so happy to be here, and I support my son. I've been waiting for this day, and I am not angry with him. He, you know, he's been bullied forever, and this, you know, it's fine with me that he's been suspended. So after that day, Nobody ever bothered him.
Never again.
And
yep.
We got him into martial arts,
yep.
And he's a third-degree black belt. And he had a wonderful high school experience. It's like after that defining moment where
yep.
he stood up for himself, everything changed for him.
Yep.
He has more friends than you can count.
Yep.
And for all those years, he suffered so much. You know, and it was just, you know, you as a parent, you have to stand behind them and say, don't hit first, but you can defend yourself.
Yep.
And,
I agree. You, and you
it's
hear.
It's okay to be suspended if you're in the right.
Exactly.
School has to have a no tolerance. I understand that.
Yep. Absolutely, they
you
do.
You're right. Yeah. So it's.
Well, and I'm convinced. Lori, thank you so much, because I was convinced everybody was going to call up and yell at me. And as I said, I'm willing to take the grief about it, because for these kids, you know, because somebody's going to say Columbine. But I'm convinced if these kids, the first time it had happened, turned around and said, if that happens again, I'm going to hit you in the face. It wouldn't have happened.
Right.
Because it's the pressure cooker phenomenon. It's that all of us in this life, look, not everyone's going to love us. Not everyone's going to like
right.
us. That there are idiots around. And there's not a whole lot of evil, but there's a whole lot of stupidity. And
yeah,
that at some point, you got to say, here, enough is enough. And I don't need a gun. I don't need a knife. I don't need a club. I just need to say, I'm not putting up with this anymore. And usually, quite often, that's all it takes is the statement, because people know, and bullies know when enough is enough. And bullies count on intimidation. And if you can't be intimidated, you're not going to be bullied. That's all there is to it.
Exactly. Because after that, like I said, that was the turning point.
Yep.
And these people, you know, people became friends with him.
Yeah.
And he just had wonderful, wonderful high school experience. The rest of his, you know, it was incredible, the difference once.
Yep, I agree.
Had, you know.
Lori, thanks. I appreciate it. I expected to get some more grief, which, you know, the week is young. I mean, there may be grief coming my way, but I'm willing to take it. I mean, think about it just logically, all right? Something I had to learn, and I'm willing to pass it along. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.